If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 22nd day of November, 2010. Terry Gilliam turns 70 today. Billie Jean King is 67. Jamie Lee Curtis is 52. And the Beatles' White Album was released on this day. It's also the day that President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas. I was 9 years old and in the fourth grade at Alexander III School. That's the picture you see on the broadcast today. It's the front of the school. I say it's no longer there. It's been gutted and turned into a an auction house or something. An auction firm is housed there. But it was an amazing school. And back then, the Bibb County school system was, that's the county I live in. And hey, look, it's better than Butts County. That's right. Every license tag in Georgia has the county where you live or where the car is registered. And so when I ride around, it's got Bibb on the back of my tag. But there are people in McDonough and up around that area that live in Butts County, B-U-T-T-S. And it just makes me still laugh when I get behind a car and it's got Butts on the license tag and it's crammed with people. I just think that's hysterically funny. There is not a child that's my age that can't tell you where they were and what they were doing when John Kennedy was assassinated. I know exactly where I was. I know the approximate time. I know the teacher. And I know what the next week was like. And it was confusing and amazing all at once. So I was 9 years old in the fourth grade. And Mrs. Bruckner was my teacher. And they had an intercom system, and if they wanted to get the teachers together, the principal of the school would get on the intercom and say, "Teacher." She just had to say that one word. It was amazing. "Teachers." And everything in the classroom would stop, and she would make an announcement. Well, they were all called out of the classroom. And about 20 minutes went, and of course, this is 1963, so when the teacher in the school said, "You kids behave and don't get out of your desk until I get back." Today, if you did that in school, there'd be a live broadcast on YouTube or something, you know. So, yeah, but it's over there. We sat and I don't know. We were doing busy work, and she comes back in the classroom and she says, "I have terrible news. The President of the United States, John F. Kennedy, has been killed." And I remember just sort of sitting there in stunned silence. And in fact, we had the rest of the week off. And the televisions, of course, were wall to wall back then. And for the technology that we had, you think about what we can do today. Back then, to be live in Dallas and live in New York, Walter Cronkite and Huntley Brinkley and all the big anchor folks, you know, were constantly on television telling us what was going on. And it was a horrible time in our nation. And here we were at Thanksgiving week, you know. So, and I was sitting in front of the television. And this is back before they had tape delay, so everything you saw was live. But I remember seeing Lee Harvey Oswald killed live on television. And I was, as a matter of fact, I know for a fact now that Bob Schieffer, who is a famous correspondent here in America, he was there. And he was reporting live on CBS, and to see a man actually killed on live television before your very eyes is I don't want to say an amazing thing, but a shocking and life-changing event. I remember yelling to my mom, going, "Mom, somebody's been killed on television." And mostly what I remember about all of this was it was the beginning, because soon to follow was the escalation of the Vietnam War and seeing friends go off to war, never come back. It was our black brothers and sisters fighting for equal rights, race riots in downtown Macon, curfews from 6 at night till 6 in the morning. 1968, Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. No wonder we grew our hair long, and there was Woodstock and the Beatles singing "All You Need Is Love." And you know the sad thing? I look at my generation, and we're now the politicians, we're the world leaders, we're the people that are making the rules, making the laws. From the looks of it, we haven't learned very much. We'll see you tomorrow.